At the Farm Progress Show, I'm speaking with Rob Joslin. He is president of the American Soybean Association. And Rob, first of all, tell me a little bit about, I know you're from Ohio, a little bit about you and your operation.
Well, I have in this day and age, a relatively small, a little less than 1,000 acre operation of corn and about half corn and half soybean, 100% no-till. I did grow up on a dairy farm, had a finished swine operation for a number of years, but now I'm strictly a corn soybean farmer.
Well, I'd like to get an update on with the work that the American Soybean Association is doing on behalf of its members. There are some pretty important issues, in fact, a number of them. But what are some of the top things that you guys are working on right now?
As you're aware, we have a long list of issues, but I think the two or three that we touch base on today might be, of course, the biodiesel tax extension that Congress allowed to expire last January. It has virtually idled the vast majority of our domestic biodiesel industry. It's very disappointing. It was disappointing last year when it was allowed to expire as Congress got bogged down on health care and some other issues. Some of their basic legislative oversight opportunities were let go by the wayside, and biodiesel came into play. We've tried and tried again, but the leadership keeps wanting to put this bipartisan bill that has good rural support on bills that have a very modest chance or even no chance of success. So far, there hadn't been an opportunity to put on any bill that will pass both houses, and it's very disappointing.
Well, it's and frustrating. I mean, how many times I think in the last, eight months or nine months, maybe even longer actually, have we thought we were going to get this, thought it was there, and then it didn't happen? It's got to be really frustrating.
It's very frustrating. It's probably at least a year, because a year ago, in 2009, we had a one-year extension, so we worked all year getting that, trying to get that in place, and now we're up to September 1, we're looking at retroactive extension. But right now, I think we also need to look very clearly for opportunities to get a multiple-year extension. This interruption in production does not serve our soybean farmers. It doesn't serve the industry, it doesn't serve the investors, and just increases the dependence for imported oil. And I don't understand. Administration and leaders of Congress keep saying they support biofuels, but yet they don't let this passage of this legislation go through.
Well, biodiesel is just one use of our soybeans, and it's a great one, but there are other opportunities out there, even just with some of the new high olenic varieties, for example. So, we're disappointed in this area, but do you see, how would you characterize other opportunities for soybean growers in maybe some other ways or some other market?
The lowland soybean, which kind of addresses the trans fat issue, is one, and there's all kinds of specialized oil opportunities coming down the pike that your checkoff dollars is working very significantly for. But the American Soybean Association works in more in the policy area, and right now that's one of the things you're talking about. This we're working on trying to allow a process to have offshore aquaculture. Right now, over half the fish in the world that's consumed is raised in some sort of confinement, domestic versus a free catch, wild catch way, and our country does not have any regulations to do that. We're trying to have that put in place so that opportunity for soybean meal into the aquaculture market will be developed here. Right now it's going on all over in Vietnam, China, places like that, but we don't have anything developing very rapidly in the United States.
Well, let's take a look at, before we close here, how would you characterize this season? What the crop, even also in your area?
Oh, we're going to have a very nice soybean crop. The heat last 2 weeks have hurt us. Up until then, we've had very timely Ohio rains in Ohio. Corn is really not been, in my area, very good all year long. We had a lot of water early, which hurt us, but we're going to have a nice soybean crop. But the world wants it. The world demand for protein is increasing, and I don't see that decreasing in the foreseeable future.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Rob Jocelyn. He's president of ASA, the American Soybean Association, giving us an update on their activities here at the Farm Progress Show. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.